Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
In 1947, a Bedouin shepherd lad, Mohammed Abdib, was searching for lost sheep. He thought they might have strayed into a cave up a narrow valley or wadi, as the Bedouins described it. Mohammed said he threw a rock into the opening of the cave, hoping to frighten the sheep out. Instead, it was he who seemed to be frightened by the sound which he thought was an evil spirit. The sound was that of breaking pottery, and the incident led to the discovery of thousands of manuscripts. History dubbed them the Dead Sea Scrolls. Those 40-some caves have given up portions of every Old Testament book in the Bible, with the exception of the Book of Esther. And without exception, these important manuscripts and documents have only substantiated the text of our Bible. However, several of those manuscripts add additional light to the history of biblical times and the structure of the New Testament books. One in particular, which has drawn a great deal of interest and criticism as well, was a fragment of a manuscript which appears to be the oldest writings of the New Testament ever discovered. The Pontifical Biblical Institute, part of the Roman Catholic Church, announced that the Reverend Jose O'Callaghan discovered fragments of Mark's Gospel dating from the year 50 AD. The writings are older by at least 75 years than any other portion of the New Testament in our possession. Now, allow me to try to put this in perspective for you. Matthew was the first to write his Gospel about 45 to 50 AD. Then came the letter of James, the half-brother of Jesus. Then Luke wrote his Gospel. Mark, then, was added to those, and eventually the Gospel of John. Until the fragment of Mark was found, a piece of the Gospel of John from chapter 18 was the oldest existing fragment of the New Testament. Known as Ryland's Papyrus 457 originally, this piece of papyrus was dated about 125 AD. That's less than a generation after the last New Testament book was written. Professor O'Callaghan made this remarkable discovery at Cave 7 at Qumran. 7 papyri fragments were found, all containing Greek scripts, which indicated that the desolate cave behind the Essene settlement was later used as a repository for Christian manuscripts and writings, probably after the destruction of the Qumran community in 73 AD. Well, you may be thinking, so what? What does an old piece of manuscript have to do with my life today? If you're a person who's concerned with the integrity of this great book, it has great importance. When manuscripts, which were very, very old, are discovered, and their substance is the same as the text of the Bible you have in your home or office, you are assured that the text has not been changed or altered, and your confidence in what God tells you increases. The date of 50 AD, which is attached to Professor O'Callaghan's find, takes us back about 17 years, closer to the time when Jesus walked the shores of Galilee. And this, of course, has created no small stir among Bible scholars. Again, the manuscripts, and their numbers are in the thousands, confirm the authority and reliability of our Bible today. More than 5,700 manuscripts have been recovered. Of them, 40 are more than 1,000 years old. Compare that mountain of documentary evidence with only 10 manuscripts of Caesar's Gallic Wars, and of them the earliest is dated 900 AD. Sir Frederick Kenyon, a renowned authority on manuscripts, wrote, "The interval between the dates of the original composition and the earliest manuscripts is negligible."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.